conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Well, listen, let me kind of wrap up that section we just did there. I was so glad to have my friends Christy Knowles and Josh Sullivan here from the Knowles and Sullivan Law Firm. And you know what's funny is they're another law firm, and every once in a while we have a case against each other. but I will say this, I'm a firm believer that while the practice of law is considered to be an adversarial profession, you don't have to be adversarial in the midst of it. And I've enjoyed their professionalism at every single turn. That being said, let me go back to the matter at hand. All right, so the triple dipper here, I'm doing a section on leadership and grassroots. So leadership and grassroots, well, first of all, keep in mind, according to census.gov, results that were posted as of August of last year, Alabama's population grew by 5.1%, right? So in the last 10 years, we grew. People didn't expect that. They thought that we were going to lose population, maybe even lose a congressional seat. Remember all that? So Alabama grew by 5.1%. We now have over 5 million people in this state. That's a big deal. And yet what we're seeing right now is that the Washington Examiner has a story that came out a few weeks ago that there is a mass exodus right now from Democrats America, according to the headline. It says the Washington Examiner reported this week, this is June of this year, that the end of the COVID-19 pandemic has done nothing to arrest the trend of people fleeing large cities and liberal coastal states for more pleasant and orderly locales, particularly in the Mountain West and the Sun Belt. A mixture of an unreasonable pandemic restrictions, rising crime, lawlessness, and hostility towards employers has forced the continuance of this urban exodus. It's true. By the way, it happens here in Alabama. I bring that to you because my section here on leadership and grassroots. Leadership matters, and grassroots can be effective, y'all. That whole section we just did with my friends Christy and Josh, we were literally in the center of the whirlwind in a grassroots movement like nothing I've ever seen. And I mean, I'm talking a community that got busy, y'all. It doesn't matter where you live. I don't care if you're in the biggest or the smallest town in this entire state. Literally, the people gather up and get busy. They can get things done. But leadership also matters. The only reason why the people of Etowah County had to band together like that is because leadership was just awful. Leadership was indifferent. Leadership could care less what the people were thinking. Leadership could care less that they were going to put a rendering plant with all the you look them up, by the way. Just type up rendering plant smell. I guarantee you, you're going to find article after article. Rendering plant smell. The fact that these rendering plant trucks turn over on a regular basis because the load shifts and slops around in the back and they round a bend too fast and they're not contained. And next thing you know, they have just spilled chicken awfulness everywhere. And I don't mean like a little bit. We're talking thousands of gallons in every single truck. I watched them just slop out the back as they drove down the road in front of me just last week in another town. And yet City Hall could care less. Well, what happens when leadership of a community no longer cares about whether its policies have negative impacts on society? Well, you're seeing it in some places, especially Birmingham. Piece that I wrote in May of this year. It was published by 1819, Trustful Tribune, a few others picked it up. It was called Huntsville and Birmingham, A Tale of Two Cities. And I pointed out in there that Birmingham, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham, is presiding over a city that is shrinking. The economy has gone down. The crime rate has gone up. It's no longer the largest city in the state, all of which I wrote has occurred on Woodfin's watch. Meanwhile, just an hour north, you got Huntsville. And all the surrounding communities in the Madison County and surrounding counties area are just exploding in growth with new jobs, rise in wages. Huntsville is now the largest city in the state. Birmingham is barely clinging to second place. Literally, I think there's only 112 people more in Birmingham than there are in Montgomery, meaning it almost went to number three. There's no difference in the geography in terms of being in the same state. They all are subject to the same state laws. They all have the potential. And oh, by the way, Birmingham was the biggest, and Birmingham was the magic city. And listen, let me say this. When I'm talking about it, please understand, both of those cities mean the world to me. I've got connections to multiple communities in this state Those two are two of the chief among them. I did a lot of my growing up running around barefoot in the older sections of West Birmingham and Wylam and Inslee and out towards Pleasant Grove. My grandparents, my cousins, my summer times were filled up with headed down there. And my granddaddy was a steel worker in Birmingham. I spent a lot of time in Jefferson County. My uncle was the vice president of City Federal. The building still says City Federal across the top of it. I spent a huge amount of my life growing up loving going to Birmingham. But the Rocket City is also a huge part of my life. Graduated from Grissom High School. My grandfather was the post commander at Redstone Arsenal. My dad was worked at Missile Command as an Army officer at Redstone. My parents met there. And then on top of all of that, you know, I went to elementary school at Chaffee Elementary. Moved away for a bit with the military, came back to Grissom High. Went to UAH my first year. You know, learned to drive on the parkway. Ooh, boy. 68 Mustang running through South Huntsville. All that to say, I love both communities, but right now what we're seeing is that leadership matters. In the past 10 years, Birmingham has lost over 12,000 citizens, while Huntsville grew by 34,000. Huntsville's median income is 40% higher than Birmingham's. Huntsville enjoys an unemployment rate that is below the state average, while Birmingham sits well above the state average. Median property values in Huntsville are nearly double that of Birmingham. In recent education rankings, Birmingham City Schools had over 20% of the failing schools in the state, while Huntsville City Schools had only 2. Birmingham leads all forms of crime statistics in the state, but Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin has seen fit nonetheless to curtail law enforcement by, you know, jimmying up the way they do their business. Huntsville, meanwhile, is larger and yet much safer. All I'm saying is this: leadership matters. At the same time, maybe it's time for the people to begin getting busy in Birmingham and saying, we've had it. You are running us into the ground. And I'm just telling you, I watched it happen in Gadsden, which, by the way, the population of Etowah County, 104,000 plus people, it's not a small community. When you take into account all of the communities in that area between Gadsden, Rainbow City, Southside, Hoax Bluff, Atala, you know, out in the west part of the county in Altoona, you know, up in Hoax Bluff, it's a beautiful community with rivers and lakes and mountains that come right up to the water's edge. You got one of the largest waterfalls within a city limits anywhere in the United States right here with Nakalula Falls. The assets to this community are amazing, and yet they wanted to do something that was so callous and indifferent that the people had to get active. And yes, we won that lawsuit. Yes, we did. But what really won the day, in my opinion, was the people, because they recognized that their leadership did not care anymore, and they could sit back and let it happen, or they could say, by God, not on our watch. And that's exactly where it went. Community got together. And I don't mean they became rude and indifferent and became activists and they were just awful. No, they just stood together. They waved signs. They put signs in their yard, signs in their businesses. They had Reject the Rendering bumper stickers. They had Facebook Live gatherings. It went on and on and on. And I don't mean like a little bit. I mean this carried on for 2 years. And what formed out of it was a group called Advance Etowah that wants to see this county do more. And I'm not just talking about what happens here. I'm telling you what can happen anywhere, because we saw it with the toll bridge issue down in the south part of our state. We saw it with critical race theory being implemented in Mountain Brook and the parents got together. We see this happen once in a while. And I'm just telling you, if you're sitting at home right now thinking, I want more for my community, I want more for my state. Well, I've got an example for you that I've been in the thick of for the last 2 years. I didn't talk about it much on the show because I felt like since I was an attorney in the case, I didn't need to do that while the case was still active. Well, the case ended yesterday, and here we are. I'm just telling you, it's a big deal. And Boomer, I know even your family lived out there, right next to where the rendering plant was supposed to be.
Yeah, right next to it. And honestly, I mean, that would have affected, I mean, so many people, but my family, I mean, right there, but...
Our church.
The church. I mean, it would have just been terrible. And like you said, the smell, oh.
I mean, we've got industry, we've got schools, Westbrook's out there. I mean, there's just so much. It's like they could care less.
Yeah. I can't believe they even thought of doing that.
Well, they did, and they got it handed to them on a silver platter. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. We'll do that. We're going to come back. And, yep, we're going to lighten things up, take some phone calls. You want to call in, by the way, we do have a new phone number, 833-68-RIGHT. That's our number, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Call in. We'll talk. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.